Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey is under attack in his reelection bid for helping his party block President Barack Obama's Supreme Court nominee. National Democrats are especially targeting Toomey because they believe a win in Pennsylvania increases their odds of recapturing the Senate in November. WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports.
6 years ago, Pat Toomey won his U.S. Senate race by a mere 2 points in a year where Republicans saw major gains nationwide. Democrats have their eyes set on his seat in this cycle, and they're doing all they can to help out his opponent, Katie McGinty. This week, Toomey is getting hit with ads as a part of an effort to force Republicans to relent and fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. The White House-aligned Constitutional Responsibility Project is rolling out a campaign dubbed 999, 9 states in 9 days to push for a ninth justice, or in this case, the president's nominee, Merrick Garland. You may have seen this TV ad playing this week.
The Constitution says the president shall make nominations for the Supreme Court and the Senate votes, no exception for election years. Why is Pat Toomey refusing to do the job Pennsylvania elected him to do? Toomey refuses to consider anyone President Obama nominates.
The group is promising to hold 50 events in 9 states during this week's congressional recess. The pressure campaign may be why Toomey is reluctant to discuss the Supreme Court vacancy these days.
I think we put out a statement. I think I made it pretty clear.
Toomey recently met with Judge Garland, and he went farther than many Republicans who merely argue the next president should fill the vacancy. In the hallway outside his office, Toomey told a scrum of reporters he fears Garland would merely rubber stamp the Obama administration on cases ranging from EPA climate regulations to executive actions on immigration.
Based on a number of decisions and my conversation with Judge Garland, I'm not convinced that he would be willing to play the role of a sufficiently aggressive check on an administration.
The GOP is still reeling from the unexpected death of conservative judicial icon Justice Antonin Scalia. Toomey says the stakes are high in this election.
I think everybody would acknowledge that, including Judge Garland, that Judge Garland is not going to be Justice Scalia. That they are two very different men, they have two very different views, they have two very different approaches. And so necessarily it's the case that if he were to be put on the court, it would change the balance of the court.
The stakes are high for Democrats too. At a recent press conference, Democratic leaders were asked specifically about Toomey's seat. In response, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid pulled the veil back on his party's strategy in November. They see the vacancy as a winning wedge issue.
I was shown yesterday, and some of my colleagues were, a actual poll that was taken in Ohio, in-depth poll by one of America's great pollsters. And clearly it's having an impact in Ohio, and I bet Pennsylvania is no different. I mean, how could it not? I mean, people believe we're here to do a job.
Those targeted polls against vulnerable incumbents are only a harbinger of things to come, especially with Donald Trump as the GOP's presumptive nominee. Pennsylvania's other senator, Democrat Bob Casey, says pressure is building from the ground up because most voters are only catching on now about how long the vacancy might last. He says recently his office received some 6,000 pieces of mail or emails in favor of acting on Garland. Casey says he doesn't understand why Republicans won't debate his party openly over Garland and the future of the court.
And if you want to be against him or criticize him or say he's X, Y, or Z, go ahead, you know. The First Amendment is still in effect, so you can do whatever you want in terms of criticizing and how you vote, but don't deny him a hearing and a vote.
The court is dealing with the vacancy by dropping some casework. It's also expected to leave big issues hanging, as the justices are now more prone to 4-4 ties. As for Toomey, he doesn't seem worried about the stacks of casework piling up at the court or the attacks he's getting from the left. He says he's also hearing from conservatives who support his position on Garland.
He comes up. What do people want?
Opinions run the gamut.
The high court vacancy, which could remain open until next spring, makes November's elections all the more important because you not only get to vote on the next president and the makeup of Congress, but it looks like you'll get a say in the makeup of the Supreme Court, too. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.